Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome into Duval Daily, presented by GenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thanks so much for tuning in here on Saturday, March 4th. Got the Gate River Run going down. Do not have a lot of time here to run through our Day 2 Combine winners. We had the cornerbacks and the safeties, and of course some special teamers as well, but we're not diving into that. We'll be looking at the cornerback and safety winners for the Jaguars specifically. We're going to be looking at only guys that I think the Jaguars actually have a shot to land in the draft, right? Like Christian Gonzalez, he absolutely crushed the combine yesterday. He's cornerback one in my book. He has been for a long time. Jaguars aren't going to get a chance at being able to land him. I don't think Joey Porter Jr. is going to be available for the Jaguars either when it comes down to it. I'm just not going to cover those types of guys here. We are going to cover a bunch of corners. We're going to talk about some safeties as well. Didn't think the safeties acquitted themselves as well in the athletic testing, but there's some guys that looked really good on the field and the field work, so we're going to dive into all that. Again, I'm going to run through it very quickly today. I don't have as much time as usual, so let's go ahead and get into it with these cornerbacks. Got to start out with DJ Turner out of Michigan. 5'11", 178 pounds. I think a lot of these corners came in a little bit lighter than what they actually play because they're just trying to fly out there. And I think DJ Turner probably can play in the 180s for you at 5'11", 30 and 3 quarters inch arms, 4.26, 40-yard dash. Unbelievably fast as DJ Turner. You see that makeup speed on tape. You also see the athleticism, 38.5-inch vert for DJ Turner. A guy that I've had a second round grade on for a long time. I think if the Jaguars want to add speed, they want to add some feistiness, some physicality, some smarts, great football IQ to their defensive backfield, whether they want to bring him in to play outside corner, to play slot. I think that DJ Turner can do it all for you in the secondary. And again, I do love the way he plays the game. The demeanor on the field combined with this athletic profile, I really, really like it. Deontay Banks, this is a guy who if the Jaguars are going to pick him, probably is going to have to be in the first round. And with DJ Turner's 4.26, that might be the case with him too at this point. But Deontay Banks out of Maryland, 6 foot 197, 31 and 3/8 inch arms. So plenty of length, plenty of size for Deontay Banks there. 4.35, 40-yard dash at that size. Really, really impressive. 42-inch vert, really impressive. 11 foot 4-inch broad again. Unbelievable numbers for Deontay Banks, and then he went out there on the field and looked really damn good in the field work, looking smooth out of his transitions, out of his breaks. Deontay Banks is a guy I've had a first round on for a while. I think if the Jaguars wanted to take him at 24, I'd be on board for it. Certainly at any point later in the draft. Julius Brents, a lot of folks might think of him more as a cover three type of corner, press type of corner, but I think he can probably fit into any system when you look at his athletic profile and how he played the game at Kansas State. He's 6'3", 198 pounds, 34-inch arms. He's got real great length. We're talking like Joey Porter Jr. length here almost, people. 34-inch arms. 4.53 40 is not crazy, right? But it is good for his size. Again, when you have that length advantage and you're still able to run a 4.53, that checks a box for me. That's not a negative. And then you look at the rest of the athletic testing for Julius Brents. 41.5-inch vert, through the roof, 11.6 broad, that's awesome. 6.6 3-3 cone for a bigger corner. You'll take that again, 4.05 shuttle. he just had a hell of a day. Julius Brents really did. And I know the 40 isn't blazing, but when you combine the entire athletic profile and the length and the size, Julius Brents is a really enticing corner. And I really think folks should have eyes on him. Again, coming out of Kansas State, I have him as a second-round pick. Another guy I had as a second-round pick who I think probably has now every right to be vying for the first round is Jartavius Quan Martin. 5'11", 194 pounds, those don't jump out at you, but this is a guy who played nickel and safety for the Fighting Illini, nickel and free safety, really good athlete here. 4.46 40, very good at his size, 44-inch vert, unbelievable explosiveness with 11-1 broad as well. And as impressive as those athletic numbers are, he was just as impressive, or not even, if not more impressive, on the field workout. Like, he was so smooth. His feet quickness, his hips, he was planting and going. He was confident out there. And that's one thing you see from these Illinois players. They are confident. There's a lot of Illinois guys in this draft. A lot of Illinois DBs in this draft. I like them all. Quan Martin, Jartavius Martin. I have a 2 on him. I think if I was drafting at 30, 31, back end of that first round, and I needed a guy who could play safety and nickel for me, and he ran with the safeties and did all his testing with the safeties, but I kind of view him more in that nickel role, but as a guy who can do both. With that athletic testing, with his instincts on the field, with his football IQ and his physicality, love Jartavius Martin. Another guy who's been a big-time riser for me, since the Senior Bowl, had a great Senior Bowl where he was kind of locking some folks down. I think you have seen Darius Rush here with a little bit of issue changing directions at times on a dime, but he came in at 6'2", almost 200 pounds, with 33 3/8-inch arms. He ran a 4.36. Like, to be that long and lanky and be able to run that fast, he's got makeup speed, he's got long speed, he's got length you're looking for. I don't think Darius Rush is, again, a guy who's elite when it comes to change of direction, flipping the hips, but you can work with that athletic profile, and he shows up well on tape. There's just moments where you see him get a little bit flat-footed and stuck in the ground, but still, I think Darius Rush had a huge day. I think he's a guy with his athletic profile that Balky will certainly be keen on watching. We've got a couple more corners here before we jump into the safeties. Cam Smith, 6'1", 180 pounds out of South Carolina, Darius Rush's teammate in college. He has 31 5/8-inch arms, which that's not like hugely long. That's not short. It's right there where you need it to be. 4.43 40-yard dash for Cam Smith I thought was excellent. 38-inch vert I thought was excellent. 11.2 broad I thought was excellent. But the most impressive thing for Cam Smith is the field work. Go watch him play the game. Go study his tape. He looks smooth. He looks quick. He looks aggressive. He looks like he has ball skills. He looks like he has the foot quickness and the hip fluidity to pretty much run any assignment in the league. And you saw that today. You saw the long speed at 4.43. You saw it all. He just looked like one of the smoothest guys out there all day. I still have him as a clear first-round grade. Not a early first, but a first-round grade where if the Jaguars are sitting there at 24 and they're talking about drafting a corner and Cam Smith's not in the conversation, that doesn't make sense to me. He should absolutely be in that conversation if he's still on the board. And finally, we've got Tyreek Stevenson, who's another guy who really impressed me at the Senior Bowl. Had like a 3rd on him going into the Senior Bowl. Kind of rose that up to a 2. We're going to stick right there in the second round with Tyreek Stevenson, I think, after this day. 6', 198 pounds, 32 3/8 arms, which is really nice. You love that length. 4.45 40 at his size, very good. 38 1/2-inch vert at his size, very good. And another guy who just looked smooth when you're talking about running through the field work. And of course, Brian Branch is a guy who's a hybrid cornerback slash safety. He did not test out of his mind, as most of the safeties did not, right? Most of the safeties didn't look insanely athletic in the 40-yard dash and the vert and all that stuff, but a lot of the safeties looked really good in the field work. Trying to pull up Brian Branch here. Yeah, so Brian Branch, 4'5", 40, right? Not great. 6 foot, 30¾-inch arms, 190 pounds. All that's, you know, about what we expected from him. 4'5", 40. I was hoping for a little bit faster, I'm not going to lie. 34½-inch broad. Again, I was hoping for vertical. I was hoping for a little bit faster. 10'5 broad jump. I was hoping for a little bit more from him athletically. But I'm not worried about him. I would still take him in the first round all day. If he's there for the Jaguars, hybrid nickel / safety, if he's there at 24, I think you've got to look take a long, hard look. Because for me, he's still going to be a first-round pick all day. And then getting into the rest of these safeties, Sidney Brown, who I think is also a guy who can be a hybrid nickel / safety for you out of Illinois, Jartavius Martin and Devon Witherspoon's teammate, he came in at 5'10", which is obviously a little short, but 211 pounds, you like that size, the mass that he has on his frame, you like the muscle that he adds, like you can see this guy is a gym rat, him and his brother Chase, who's also a prospect from Illinois on the other side of the ball at running back, these guys live in the gym, they live to improve their bodies, their nutrition, all that stuff. So he came in at 211, 31½-inch arms, which proportionally, 31½-inch arms at 5'10 is pretty good. It's actually really good. And then 4.47, 40, and a 40.5 vert. All those are good numbers at his size. And another guy who just looked really, really smooth. He looked fast, he looked explosive, he looked quick. So I think Sidney Brown is certainly going to come off the board in day two. Jason Taylor, who's someone I honestly have not watched yet, but out of Oklahoma State, he had 6 interceptions last year. And he's 6 foot, 204 pounds, 32-inch arms, 4.5 40-yard dash, a 43-inch vert, 10.9 broad. He tested really well and looked super smooth in the field work. A guy who I'm going to have to go back and watch because he really flashed for me. And Daniel Scott tested well out of Cal. Not a huge surprise there, but there's a bunch of guys who didn't test that well that I don't think were losers, that I still think are winners, because I think you look at their field work and they just look like quality NFL cover safeties. Excuse me. Jamie Robinson out of Florida State's one of those guys. He did run a 4.59, which is fine at safety, but certainly didn't jump out of the gym or do anything like that. But again, on the field, look smooth, look crisp. Same thing with Chris Smith, who ran slow out of Georgia. I think both of those guys have potential to be hybrid safety / nickel players. And I think they both looked really good in the field work, unsurprisingly. Antonio Johnson, he did run a 4.52 at 6'2", and he has good length, but only jumped 31 inches, really does not have that explosiveness you might have expected from an Antonio Johnson, but looked really good in the field work again. And finally, Jair Brown, who Daniel Jeremiah has as his number one safety. I have him as a day two grade. Did not test well, but again, you get out on the field, you see his twitch ability to go attack the football in the air. And I think that he's just a playmaker. He's not going to be a perfect athlete. He's not going to be a perfect safety for you, but I think if you're looking to have a playmaking defense, which the Jaguars certainly do, Jair Brown could fit as a strong safety, in my opinion. And that's going to do it here. Again, sorry for the abbreviated show today. Had to run through this, have to get out of the house and get my Saturday going here, but hopefully this helped y'all out. I think all the prospects we went over here are legitimate options for the Jaguars in the draft. And would love to know what you think about some of these guys. You can hit me up on Twitter at Jordan DeLugo. Drop a comment below. Hit that like and subscribe button. Really appreciate the support, Duval. Hope you all have a great rest of your weekend.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.